Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 11. This morning I woke up with a song. Every day I wake up with a song in my heart just for some reason. God, y'all know I'm crazy, you know. But the song that was on my heart this morning, I was singing it, was this. I learned it when I was in elementary school when they outlawed prayer in the Bible in school in the 60s. Y'all know that, so I'm dating myself. And we see what happens over in a generation now. Take the Bible out of school, prayer out of school. But I remember I had a teacher named Miss Green, and every day for lunch, we'd actually have a prayer before the kids would go to the lunchroom. And she taught me us two songs. I learned them in my elementary school. One of them, and I woke up this morning on my mind. The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, like the sun and the rain and the apple tree. The Lord is good to me. Amen. We do that, then we go to the lunchroom. Boy, it'd be good if they did that in school today, but anyway, need to say. Our lesson this morning is about Moses, and the Lord was good to Moses as a baby, as him growing up in Egypt, and then in the wilderness, and then leading the people out of Egypt. The Lord was so good that Moses lived 120 years. We're going to talk about him this morning in Hebrews chapter number 11, beginning in verse number 23. And again, I'm going to read this whole section up to verse number 29, because this section is focused on Moses and his parents, the first verse that we're going to read. But I want to try to get all that done today, this section of Scripture, again, by faith. And again, just about every verse in Hebrews chapter number 11 begins with by faith Abel, by faith Enoch. By faith, who was the next one? Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Joshua, Isaac, and Joseph, and those. Well, all of them by faith, by faith. Well, again, we see in verse number 23, by faith. Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians attempting or sailing to do were drowned. Isn't it interesting? All these verses, by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, 6. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So we see these are some great examples of faith that we find here in Hebrews chapter number 11. And here in verse number 23, the faith here is not focused on Moses, because he was just a little bitty baby for 3 months that he was in the parents' home. It's focused on the mom and dad. By faith, Moses, when he was born. So this wasn't Moses' faith in this verse. This was the faith of some godly parents. Though godly parents cannot pass on their personal faith in Christ to their children. In other words, our children are not saved because we're saved. We cannot pass our faith on to them. It's not through our bloodline. It's by faith. Each has to personally place their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Though godly parents cannot pass on their personal faith in Christ to their children, they can create an atmosphere of faith at home and be examples to their children. And no doubt, Moses' parents fit that category. godly parents. This is what Amram and Jochebed did for their children. Now, these were the parents we find of Moses and Miriam, were Amram and Jochebed. They were from the tribe of Levi. And we see here in verse number 23, the wisdom of faith. Remember, we looked at all, as we go through each character, we apply something to them. So where there's the walk of faith, or the work of faith, or the worship of faith, or whatever, the wandering of faith, each individual had a, and we designated them. This one designated as the wisdom of faith, Moses' parents. They showed faith when they perceived that he, Moses, was specially favored by God. We see the word in this, in verse number 23, the word when he was born was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. Now, let me say that the word proper here literally means beautiful. He was just a beautiful baby. There ain't many beautiful babies unless they're linear babies, okay? Kyler and Caitlin's going to have a baby girl in January, okay? And it's going to be the most beautiful baby girl in the world, you know? I understand that, you know? But they're not the prettiest thing, except here comes Luke with his pretty baby. That's an exception. I won't get in trouble here. They're bringing in babies now. Okay, that's the thought, though, about Moses. They looked at Moses, said he was a proper child. He was a beautiful child. But they hid him more. They hid him beside of the fact that he was proper and he was beautiful. They knew he was a gift from God. And God had, and we're going to talk about this in just a minute as we read some scripture. They knew that God had something planned for that baby. Some scriptures point this out. And so by faith, by the word, how do you get faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Somehow, the Bible does not say, but the message got to Amram and Jochebed that their baby was going to be special. Preacher, you're crazy. You ever heard of a fellow by the name of John the Baptist? Somebody appeared and you're going to have a special baby to mom and dad. Remember that? Jesus appeared to Mary and Joseph before Jesus was born. I believe, even though the Bible does not state, but we'll read some scripture. I believe, I don't know if it's an angel, whatever, but told the parents of Moses, you're going to have a special child, that he's going to be the deliverer of the Jewish people. Remember, they're in captivity. They've been in captivity 400 years. And Moses was going to be the one that God would use to deliver them out of captivity. And these parents played an important part in that because by faith, they hid Moses. I wasn't going to say this, but I will say it's probably a good thing Moses wasn't born in 2023 because he might have went to the abortion clinic. I shouldn't have said that. I mean, so many people, mamas killing people, babies anyway. It's interesting. Moses' parents showed faith when they perceived that he was specially favored by God. In other words, it's more than he was just a pretty baby. You don't know, I think of crazy things. I'm getting older. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been. Y'all remember, you know, old people remember that song? He must have been a beautiful baby. Obviously, so they hid him, and they took measures of faith to save his life, Moses' life, not even thinking about their own life, but of Moses' life. They hid him despite the danger to them. They were risking their own lives to save his. And we see that in the story in Exodus chapter 2. I want you to turn there real quick, and I just want to share just 10 verses. I'll just read without commenting. I'll try, okay? But this is what it's talking about. Exodus chapter number 2 is a story, it's the account of what's taking place here in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 23, about when Moses was born. Exodus chapter 1, Pharaoh saw that there were a lot of Israelites in Egypt. They were outnumbering the Egyptians. They were multiplying. I mean, like roaches. They're having a lot of kids and all. And Pharaoh said, we got to do something about this. And you remember the story, Exodus chapter 1. I have to have all the male babies. We're going to kill all the male babies. And anyway, that's what's in chapter number 1.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.